Welcome to Man Talk, a ministry sponsored by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where we're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and to point men to their God-assigned roles. Now here's your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
We are back. Man Talk is back, and we are sitting here with Mr. Roy Jones Jr., not to confuse with the boxer. We always have to make sure we say that. But Roy, we were talking about a topic, and this particular topic, we know that there's a lot of attacks, threats coming on the Christian community. It has been this way for years and years and years, and we don't see it stopping until Jesus Christ comes. And the thing about it is when you stand for biblical principles, you will always be under attack, regardless of what you do. You're going to be under attack because there's always going to be that person who simply says that what you're saying, what you're preaching is hate, what you're preaching is antiquated. They use all these excuses as to why, you know, they should not believe or what you're telling them is incorrect. So, you know, when I encounter a person like that, I simply say that, you know, you are rolling the dice with your life, you know, and you may not get that hard eight, but you might end up getting snake eyes. Mm. And if you do, then that's something that you will have to live with eternally. And who would not want, who understand the truth, who would not want anyone to come to the knowledge of the truth, you know, to receive the free gift of salvation?
Everyone should want that for our brothers and sisters.
Absolutely. And that's why we're going to continue to preach it.
Yes. Amen. So our article that we want to talk to you about today is from CBN. They did an article recently, "Threat to Pro-Life Americans Remains High. FBI under fire for lack of response after dozens of attacks." So what's interesting about this is everybody knows the Roe versus Wade decision was overturned at a federal level, and they're leaving it up to the states to decide about abortion. And as a result, I guess it was almost, what was it, Will, the same day that the decision was made, or within 24 hours, there were attacks made on pro-life facilities and organizations and nonprofits. Started with fire bombings, I believe, and there's even been some attacks on people. And certainly we know what they did with the Supreme Court justices. They were targeting those that voted in favor of the overturning Roe versus Wade, and still to this day are protesting in front of many of them houses, of their homes. And it's just quite bizarre how this has all transpired over time. And so this article says, I'll just read it to you, portions of it, so you can hear exactly what it says. "A new report reveals pro-life organizations, churches, and schools are still facing ongoing criminal threats against their facilities, their staff, and volunteers. And law enforcement officials are being criticized for a weak response that has led to very few arrests after dozens of attacks." Now, that just makes very little sense, doesn't it? I mean, people are breaking the law, putting people in harm's way, threatening people's lives, and with today's security, in fact, I think one of the captions in here, one of the narratives, speaks to available security footage, which would have made extremely beneficial to the investigating group, the law agency, whether it was local or federal, and they were very slow to respond to it. What do you think about that, Will?
Well, you know, Roy, I want to step back a minute and just, you know, give another side of reasoning to your earlier statement in which you stated that, you know, a lot of individuals are in churches and things like this is coming under attack. But before Roe versus Wade was overturned, you also had individuals who were extremists who went out and actually bombed some of these abortion clinics. Mm-hmm. And the scripture does not teach you going out committing acts of lawlessness, regardless of what your belief is. Acts of lawlessness in any sense is prohibited based on the word of God. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure we get that in there, Roy, because, yes, you know, We, again, if we're looking at things through the eyes of Scripture, regardless of where you stand on the issue, if you go out and bomb or create any act that's against the law, then the Word of God says otherwise.
That's a good point, Will. We do not condone violence, nor have we ever condoned violence, and we're not condoning violence through this conversation today. All we're trying to point out is that we need to be equally treated in terms of anyone that's pro-life should have the same protections and the same response levels from law enforcement and federal agencies as does those who support abortion.
Exactly.
So this the article continues, Will, says the pro-abortion terror wave kicked off after the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization in June. That ruling overturned the 73 landmark Roe versus Wade decision that had legalized abortion nationwide for nearly 50 years.
Wow.
CBN News has documented numerous acts of violence and vandalism against these organizations and congregations over the summer. Now the Religious Freedom Institute, RFI, has released a threat advisory titled Religious Pro-Life Americans Under Attack, a Threat Assessment of Post-Dobbs America. The RFI commissioned a former FBI counterterrorism and intelligence expert to assess the threats and the likelihood of future attacks. There's a 16 report concludes that the prospect of continued attacks is high.
Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry would like to invite you to our monthly men's breakfast, held every first, third, and fifth Friday of each month. You enjoy fun fellowship in the Word of God as we break bread together. The meetings are held at First Christian Church, 1130 North Main Street, Kernersville, North Carolina. We start promptly at 6:30 a.m. and have a hard stop at 8 o'clock a.m. Come join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
And the reason why I think, Roy, that it's high and it remains as such, again, it's because you have extremists, individuals who go out and say, you know, this is something that has been law for, you know, however many years it's been. And so now to overturn this, what right now are you taking away from me that I had previously that I still adhere to? And we're saying God, in his infinite wisdom and mercy, because the Word of God is inerrant and it is infallible, meaning it never fails. So if I look at things through the eyes of Scripture, because we always talk about that.
Yes.
So we're saying here that if an individual has a view that is contrary against the biblical view of God, then they're putting themselves in a position that perhaps they may be at a point of no return if they continue to hold to such view.
Mm.
But at any time during their life, they have the opportunity to be awakened by the Holy Spirit and come to that saving knowledge and grace in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To say, you know, that this mindset that I've been holding on for so long is wrong. You know, Roy, I want to inject in here too. I saw, this was probably 5 or 6 years ago, I saw a program, and they were talking about abortion. And they had this, it was an image, like an x-ray image of the woman, because the doctor who was performing it, he was making this video, if you will, for those who were coming into practice, you know, abortion, doctors who were practicing mm-hmm. this. And I recall looking at the fetus in that mother as he was attempting to abort the baby, and the baby was actually trying to avoid
the suction
and forceps. I mean, you could see the baby moving away. from these probes that were coming in. And it really made you think. And I think if anyone saw something to this effect, they would say, how would I go through something like this if I'm seeing that this baby is literally saying, I want to live?
Most people don't want to know that, Will.